USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump weighs in on Joe Biden finally announcing his run for the White House. Hours after Biden does with a video yesterday morning, President Trump said in a Fox News interview,
He's you know, coming on with some little cute statements about me that he talked about the way the world is today. Well, I'll tell you, the way the world is today is we have a strong military. We have choice for our veterans. They have choice now instead of waiting online all day long, all week long, all month long. They have choice. They can go out to a private doctor. We pay the bill.
President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence will both be speaking at the NRA's annual summit being held in Indianapolis. They'll speak later today. Trump expected to get an enthusiastic welcome despite some grumbling among NRA members about his administration's ban on bump stocks. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Five people are dead from violent storms that tear through Texas and Louisiana. As forecasters say, the storm system is now headed into the mid-Atlantic, still featuring strong winds, large hail, and a tornado risk, especially for portions of North Carolina and Virginia. It looks like the worst is over for a Chicago suburb, Beach Park, where people were told to shelter in place after a tractor-trailer crash caused an ammonia gas leak yesterday, but officials say they're still trying to account for everyone.
Want to be sure if somebody was sleeping with the windows open last night that they're safe.
That's a county sheriff's spokesman. Kyle Murray, the 2018 Heisman Trophy winner from Oklahoma, the first athlete to ever be selected in the first rounds of the NFL and Major League Baseball drafts, the Arizona Cardinals made him the number one pick in the NFL draft last night. He was the Oakland A's first-round pick last year. And find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
The NRA, once again, the target of a lawsuit. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
A gun safety group is suing over alleged campaign spending violations by the NRA. The nonprofit Giffords Law Center filing a lawsuit against the Federal Election Commission, saying it hasn't acted on its multiple complaints about the National Rifle Association. The group claiming the NRA made illegal contributions to President Trump and six other Republican candidates. And it accuses the NRA of using a network of shell corporations to, in the words of the lawsuit, unlawfully coordinate expenditures with those Republican campaigns. The FEC has declined to comment on the pending litigation, and there's been no comment from the NRA. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you can believe it, Iran reportedly wants to do a deal with the U.S. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Iran's top diplomat has offered the U.S. government a prisoner swap. Mohammad Javad Zarif told the Asia Society that Iran has yet to receive a response from the Trump administration.
All these people that are in prison inside the United States, on extradition requests from the United States, we believe their charges are phony. The United States believe the charges against these people in Iran are phony. Why? Let's not discuss that. Let's have an exchange.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.